Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the page, the Mishnah said that if Kachim comes in contact with Chulin or Kachim Kalim, whichever is the majority, the minority takes on the dinim of the majority, takes on the dinim of Kachim, has to be eaten by a certain time, or the Kachim Kalim takes on the dinim of Kachim. And then we also said that if a wafer touches another wafer, let's say they're both hot, so they're able to absorb from each other, or a piece of meat, another piece of meat, so then they take on whatever it is, and if, let's say if it was pasul, let's say one wafer was pasul, like tummy, it only the part that it came in contact with has to be carved out, and the rest is all right.
That's
a clipper sort of thing. Yeah, something like that. But also, usually the whole thing here, just that immediate section. Says the Gemara, two lines at the bottom, Rokik, Shigir, Berokik, if one thin wafer touched another wafer, tell them what we learned. It says in the Pasuk, Koil Asha Yiga Bipsara, anything that comes in contact with the flesh, Yikdash, by Karmel Chat, anything that comes in contact with the flesh becomes holy, and so on. Says the Gemara, Koil Yochala Filo Shalei Bola, I would have thought even if it didn't absorb, just touched it, Tamalema Bipsara, it has to enter his flesh, it has to absorb a little bit. Ah, Chiyibla Bipsara, until, example, it gets absorbed in its flesh. Like it has to, for example, the fats is a bit watery, so that, or a bit moist, so that it's able to melt it a little bit, so that it's able to go in. And let's say you take the fats of a karmel chatas that melted, and you smear, you coat the roast of a karmel shlamim. So it gets absorbed. And Rashi says over here, important Rashi, top of the page, if you melt down the fats of a chatas, you go ahead and you roast the grill of a shlamim, the nivla boy gets absorbed, so there was literally fats that they got absorbed. Here we learn the concept of heter mitzdarif l'iser. If you have not enough shear of heter and then iser, and they join together, they combine, they kochim. But the ain lilum become of what you cannot do is learn from here the concept of tam ki iker. Tam ki iker means that the taste, the flavor, is also like the iker. We had a machlekes of tam. No, if you have no substance from the isa, just the taste of it, the flavor of it, is that also ma'atayra midrabbanon? Machlekes from here says Rashi, I believe it's only midrabbanon. And what about this pasuk that if meat absorbed the other one, it takes on its identity because it actually had the fats that melted down. So it's not just the flavor here. We're talking about substance that went inside.
When you're saying here, isim mitzdarif l'heter,
yeah.
So if I have 59 spoons full of the gravy kosher and one treif spoonful fell in, are you saying now that the treif one joins to the 59 to make it 60?
That's right. To make
and
it awesome.
You say it's all right.
Not all right. It's 59 of Heter and one of Iser.
So where do you mean? Say, can you give
here,
me one of Heter?
Right here. If this would have been, according to other Rishonim, this is the case exactly of Heter Mistar of Iser. That you're not allowed to eat any of that thing there, because even though it's mainly Mutter, but since a little bit of Iser went in there, that whole area becomes now also. Even in that area there, there's a heter mixed in.
It takes over the...
Exactly. It takes over the identity of that thing. Rashi learned this. This is not a case of Tam Geek. It's a case of heter mistav l'isa, which makes it... which is different. Back to Gemara. Yochel, I would have thought, mitzosa chatiche kule apostle. I would have thought, no, so now that we learned this concept of heter mistav l'isa, so the entire piece should become also, not just the area where it came in contact with. Tam Leimer, it says in Posig... It says other pasuk kol asher. It says kol asher yiga bipsara yigdash, which means hanagei apostle. Only the section that came in contact with apostle. How do we work that out? Choytich as mokum shabala bipsara. You cut out You cut out the section that absorbed the meat of the karmachatas. Okay. Then the pasuk says vivsara in his flesh. What do you mean? What's the emphasis in his flesh? V'loy begidi, not the veins. V'loy not the bones. V'loy kanaim, not the horns. V'loy b'tzaflaim, not the hooves. Those areas don't become asa. Then the pasuk says, "Yikdash, they become holy. They take on the kedusha. Leah's kamei, they come exactly like it." Okay, so what does it mean? Im psulah, if that part that came in contact was pasul to pasul, it ruins now also the recipient. Im kasher kosher, but it's a different status of carbon. For example, one was a kosher kachim, one was a kosher kalim, or one was kosher chulin. Behi teichel kicham b'shabbat, whichever is a mochamah, that's what you eat. Like, that's a very simple question. You're telling me that if it's pasul, a little piece comes in contact with it, you cannot eat that part. every carbon is a mitzvah to eat the carbon. Says the pasuk, that the kohenim have to eat the carbon kachim kachim by kachim kalim. The kohenim have to eat their section, and according to the Rashi in Psachim, the Yisrael has a mitzvah to eat his and ochlo shechupa behem. So there's a mitzvah say to eat. You tell me there's a loisah to eat. There's a loisah to eat as well. So we have a rule, general rule. I say is doicha loisah. Says he said, so why should you eat it? Why should be pasuk a little bit? Nate, let I say of ochlo oisa mashachupem. The lich can push away loisah of loisaychol. It says you shouldn't eat. Push that. We always have a rule that a positive mitzvah pushes away negative mitzvah. And what do you call it? That we take the loy seichel that says don't eat something which is impossible, and we move it to this case here as well. That that anything in kodesh, any section of kodesh is possible, you have an east of loy seichel. So why doesn't it say es loy seichel? Because we have a general rule: ein asay doiche es loy seichel migdash. An asay does not push away a loy seichel in the base of migdash. How do I know? The Tanya says in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, the etzim leisish beruboy on the carbon Pesach, it's talking about Pesach Sheni, you shouldn't eat, break the bones. Now, the bones sometimes have marrow in it. If the marrow is edible, there should be a mitzvah of eating, if you have to eat the entire carbon Pesach, with the marrow.
Yeah.
So why doesn't assay of eating the marrow push away the leisah of don't break the bones? And yet we can't. What does that tell us? That in the base of Mikdash, there's no esedech leisah. Hashem and Asher Eimer, Echad, that's Hashem, whether it has a marrow in it, Echad, that's Hashem, it has no marrow in it. Am I, why not? Neisa, Asev, Lich leisah, let's Asev, eating the marrow, come and push away the leisah of, what do you call it? There's an Asev called V'ochos HaBosah Zebelailah, V'ochos HaBosah Belailah Zeh, the Mitzvah to eat entire Kom Pesach. Let it push away the leisah. Ella, we have a rule, Ein Asev, Doich leisah, Shem Mikdash. It doesn't do that. It doesn't push away in the base of Mikdash. We have no, it's like there's a Kosev. Rab Asher, Rasha says, no. Yigdash aseyu, there's actually another, as says in the pasuk, anything that comes in contact with the meat. Yigdash means keep it holy. In other words, don't eat it. If let's say it's possible, don't eat it. So that and I say as well. So now you have two averis in eating this, the meat that came in contact with something that was possible. You have the loisah of loisaychol, but you also have the asay of yigdash, keep it holy. So and now you want the asay of ochloisah to push away and asay and a loisah combined. That we have a rule. And I say, doicha, asay and a loisah combined. And I say, I say, doesn't push both of them away. Tezis asks here a question, it remains the Tzarechin. He asks, L'chayda, how can you even ask the question if the asay should be doicha l'isa? They're not happening to be eaten, they don't happen concurrently. First you break the bone, and then you suck the marrow out. Mm-hmm. And we have a rule, when does an asay push away a l'isa if they happen concurrently? Same time. So why should it be over here? So the Tezis remains the question. The Piskei Tosfos answers here in the back of the Gemara that if the only way to be able to be Mekayim the Asay is by first doing the Loisase, it's as if Be'idna. If the only way you can eat the marrow is by breaking the bone, it's as if you already started eating the marrow from the moment you broke the bone. It's considered Be'idna. So the Machlek is between Tosfos and Piskei Tosfos, whether in logic, if step B cannot happen before step A, is it considered if step B starts? Exactly. And this we use as a rule. Everybody uses Shagdai everywhere in Shas about the Council of Bina based on the Taisa of Pisa Taisa. So remember that. Back to the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara, Ashkechon Chatas, all we know about Kram Chatas that comes in contact, doesn't happen, the Miskadish, but Belua, that it becomes holy when it absorbs Shakotchim and Unhainu, the same thing applies to any other carbon. We have a Pasik. The Pasik says that we had to use this Pasik every time. Zoyis, Hatoida, these are the rules, they're equivocal, La Oila, La Mincha, La Chatas, La Osham, all of these things. We each one have teaches us regarding the other Kabbalahs. Chatas teaches regarding the Kabbalahs, Mincha, Osham, Shuluim, and Zevach HaShlamim. And now the rest of the Gemara go through each carbon. What do they teach regarding other Kabbalahs? La'oila, first of all, what do we learn from Oila? So we compare, we equate all the Kabbalahs to each other to teach us different dinim. So what do we learn from Oila? Ma Oila to Unakliyak. Oila requires a vessel. These are the words. It requires a vessel. Afkal to Unakli. Everything requires a vessel. My kli, what do you mean oil requires a vessel? Which vessel are you referring to? Are you referring to clay shutters that you have to put the blood inside of a utensil there? Ilema mizrog, if you were from mizrog, that what, then you need a utensil to receive the blood. And we learn from oil. Where do you see about oil? You have to have a utensil to receive the blood. Because it says there, by the end of the Pasha Mishpati, Moshe Rabbeinu brought these kabbanas of Eshal Chaznav and Yisrael. And there's oil, Mishal Mitzim Namik Sibuhu, even by other kabbanas is already mentioned. By Yikach Moshe, says the Pasha, Moshe took Chatzi Adam, half the blood. By Yosem ba'agonas, and he placed them inside these vessels, and there's too much shalom mishal mitzibur. So we see that other kabbanas as well require utensils to receive the blood. Ella, so what do we mean, just like Oyla requires? Says Ella the Sakin, that you require a knife to cut the animal, not using a stone, because Shchita, we're learning Gemara Chulin, you can use technically a very sharp stone or a very sharp reed. But here we need the knife itself is considered a holy vessel. The oil, gufa minon. How do you know by an oil you have to use a knife? The chesivit says, "Vayishalach." Says the posse, "Vayishlach Avram es yodo." He extended his hand, "Vayikach," and he took as a ma'achelas. He took the knife. He took a knife, and the posse stresses he took a knife. "Vahosam oiluhu," and the carbon that Yitzchak would have been by the cages and oil. The chesivit says the posse, "How did he bring up Yitzchak as a carbon?" It says, "Vayaleu oil tachas benoit." That this ram that he found, he brought as an oil in the place of his son. It means his son would have been the oil. Okay, so that's what we learn from Oyla. You have to use a knife. And the knife itself is a clay shodas. Mincha, what do we learn from Mincha? Ba Mincha, ein in the chelas, ela zichra kuna. Who can eat a Mincha? Only male kohenim, not the women. Av kol, ein the choli, the kuna. All kachim can only be eaten, or the part that belongs to a kohen can only be eaten by zichra kuna males. Mahi, what are you talking about? Which kabonis are we learning from Mincha? I chatas va osham, that it comes to karm chat karm osham, that only male kohenim can eat it. Behed yiksivu, it says in the Feresh Pasik, it says in Pasik, kol zochar be kohenim, it says every male amongst the kohenim yechlelu. The ishal mitzibah, we're talking about the karm shalomim, merabui de cross, we learn from the extra Pasik, where it says in the Pasik, be kohedish hakadoshim, It says by Koyach Kedoshim, every male should eat Yechaloisa. We said, what do you mean Koyach Kedoshim to Chlenu? You should eat it in the Koyach Kedoshim, Kozach, Yechaloisa. So we don't need it because it said in the Fesha Pasik, Chatzah Oshem Azach Shereed. Why does it say this Pasik? To teach you, Al Shal Mitzibah, Shein Chazin Kuna. They teach you, even Kachi Kalim should be eaten also like Kachi Kachim. So you might be right. Tonight, it's a machlekes. Some people learn it from Mincha, that only males can eat it. Some people learn it from Koyach Kedoshim to Chlenu. Some learn from here, some learn from here. Chatas, what do we learn out from the carbon chatas? Ma chatas, just like the carbon chatas. Miskadeshes bebelua, the pasuk says that if it comes in contact with another carbon, they become holy through belua. Is af. What do you call it? Av komis kadeshes belua, just like a chatos, we just learned the pasuk that koilash yiga bipsara yigda. So too, all of the kabbanis, all of them are the same thing.
So are you going to say only that section which was belua, only that? You have a
yeah, we learned it before. We already learned before. It says
only that part.
And even though Baminchir also says the same thing, that this idea that anything comes in contact, but Baminchir we would have thought that two dinim, we would only learn the din that males can eat. We would learn also the din that if anything comes in contact. If it comes to Balua, I wouldn't have learned it. I would say maybe Minchir is very soft and tender. Osha, what do we learn from Osha? Ma Osham ain't Shvir Vishilya, Kaddish boy, by an Osham, we know the innards do not become holy. The embryo, the fetus, and the sac do not become holy. Now, how do we know it doesn't become holy by Oshem? Because Oshem can only be a male. And a male doesn't have it. He's Avkol, and Shvir, Vishilya, Kaddish, Boy, so too. All other kapanis, the inside, including the need and the kidneys, and so on, do not become holy. Kesavah, he holds the love that is behemoth's kachim, but have a yosin kedoshim. He holds that as long as they're inside the mother's womb, they don't become holy. It's only when they are born that they become. If an animal was set aside for kachim and then it was born, that and the baby, the calf, whatever, it also becomes holy. But only when it emerged from the body. But while it's inside, just like the carbon ashem, the sack and all that doesn't become holy. So to here, by regular animal, the sack doesn't become holy. When do they become holy? Only when they emerge. You can ask the obvious question by an osham. There is no such thing as a sack. It's not shaykh. And by every animal, by a female, like by a karm chato as a female, you could learn. So how do you? And generally, we have a rule: ain't done in efsher mishii efsher. You cannot say, oh, because over there it doesn't apply. If the reason why it doesn't apply is because of the metzias, it can't happen. So and yet he does learn.
So, doesn't it mean that particular animal? Let's say that animal was put aside before it was born. It was already dedicated as a...
No. Let's say the mother was set aside and you shechted the mother and you found the baby inside. So it's not holy according to this. It's not kodesh.
No, but if the person would have... Oh, he can't be mekadesh. It's obviously not oil, can he?
That's right. So we're talking about he was mekadesh the mother. There was a baby inside. So if the baby was born, then even though you weren't mekadesh the baby, it became whatever the carbon is. But if you shechted the animal in the base of mekadesh and you found the baby inside, according to this, it's not kodesh.
Comes
So what? But it doesn't make it holy because you see it.
No, I understand.
That's all. Because they don't want to make the animal holy. The guy is now, he came to the Beis HaMikdash to donate. He's leaving tomorrow. He wants to do it today.
He's Yom Tov, he has to bring his carbon.
That's exactly. Yeah, he can't delay it. Yeah. But Donyan, he holds, you do learn Efshe Mishi Efshe. Then the Pasuk says also, Meluyim, it says in the Pasuk, that mincha lechatas v'la oshem v'la miluyim. What do we learn out from miluyim? Ma miluyim meisreiyem b'sreifa. What happens to any leftover? I'm talking about living animal leftovers. If there's any leftover meat or something else. Because miluyim were all kabbana tzibur, there was never, you know, we have a concept of having an extra one. For example, if you have a carbon set aside, it got lost and you made a promise, you have to bring another one, then you found the first one. So we have, that's called extra by Baal HaChaim. We had that chamisha, you know, you let them wander about, depends on what carbon it is. But by kabbana tzibur, if you get lost, you don't, there's no achrayis, you don't bring another one. And so therefore, what do you do with the leftover of the geshachne? You burn it. Ein Baal HaChaim, they don't have a concept of Baal HaChaim. Such thing, so too, all kachim. What do you do with the leftovers? You burn it. And the same thing, and the same thing is, if there's a leftover, you know, you lost the first carbon and you brought another one and then you found the first one, you don't go ahead and you kill it, you burn it, you let it wander about until it has a mum. Like we learned before. It's not considered nicer. We don't say, oh, but you set it aside and everything else, chatas would be nicer. It is not. Shlamim, the last word in the pasuk is shlamim. What do we learn from shlamim? We learned in Mendigim Masechta. Ma shlamim, mefaglin. For example, if you had a mind of shlamim, the wrong time. Not only the shlamim room, but also the wine that comes with it. Says mefagl others that are extraneous to itself, but are connected to it, is mispaglin, and so to it itself. If you had the wrong kavanas of mind, it gets ruined. I've called mefaglin umispaglin. So do everything else is mefagl and mispagl. We learn that all kabbanas we learn from shalomim because that's where it's written the din of pigle. Because it says by yom hashlishi, it says there by yom hashlishi yirotze, lo yirotze. B'masnita tatan, you learned the braise. Mashmei the rakiva mincha. He says, what do you learn out from mincha? Ma mincha miskadeshes bebalua. He learns from mincha that just like mincha, we learned before mincha that only males. He learns from mincha if a mincha comes in contact with another carbon, it passes it on. Miskadeshes bebalua gets absorbed. Avkom miskadeshes bebalua. Also, anything else gets a mekudesh if it comes. It gets absorbed from something else next to it. So we are learning the same concept from two kabbanas. We're learning from Karmel Chattas, because the Karmel Chattas says, Koyla sheyiga b'fsara yigdash, and now we're learning from Karmel Mincha. But the same thing happens. We need to learn the same thing from both kabbanas. Why? The only new mincha, the idea did a chicha, because mincha is so tender. Mivla, if they'd only told us mincha, I would thought, you know why mincha? Because it's so tender, it absorbs easily. But when it comes to chattas, maybe it doesn't absorb as easily. Maybe you don't have this whole concept. I would say mishum the kori over there, because the meat is so thick, it's able to penetrate deep. But it comes to mincha, it doesn't really penetrate; just goes on the surface, and maybe it doesn't have the whole din. Tzricha lifini bof. Chattas. What do they learn from chattas? So we have another braisa, so learning other dinim. So we explained that mincha is not a contradiction because we need to learn both. We learned before chattas, because we used it before to teach you this din of touching. Rabbi Kiva says, what do you learn from chattas? Uma chattas, just like chattas, ain't the boy element achulin. Chattas, if you have a sin offering to bring, you cannot use your mice and money for it. You only bring from chulin, and ubi yom, it has to be done by day. It says kibbe yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, and not by night. Ubi yodeh hayemonis, you have to use your right hand. It says in the pasuk the etzba and b'sum si and kuna. We had before a machlek. You need both or just even one. Has it, every time it says etzba and koin, we know from the Torah it has to be your right side. So we know that a chatzis has to be done with the right hand by day and the right hand. Av kol, so to every carbon ain't the bar element of cholin, should only be done with cholin. Uve yaim and they're by day. Uve yodeh hayiman is his right hand. The chatzis menolon, or how do you know that a chatzis taka has all of these dinim? Amar Rav Chizam Akros, in the pasuk. So the pasuk, he kriv Aaron as parachatzis asher loy. Aaron should bring the parachatzis that says on Yom Kippur. And so we learn out, Ashaloi, that's his bo Mishaloi. He has to pay with his own money for his carbon. V'loi Mishal Tzibur, not use the communal chest for it. V'loi Mishal Maisid, also we learn out, you shouldn't use money that you have an obligation to give away and then use that. No, it has to be your own money, chulin money. Then it says in the Pasuk, Bayayim. It says in the Pasuk, Bayayim Tzavoy, it says, and Bayayim has to be done by day. It says, "Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem." So we see that the carbon has to be brought by day. Ask the Gemara. We learn out the concept of day from Aaron's carbon by Yom Kippur. Doesn't it say in the pasuk that b'yom tavoyse b'nei Yisrael hakir kabanim? It says b'yom tavoyse the day that you instructed to bring your kabanim by day, and that's in Torah in general. Why learn from the part of Yom Kippur from Aaron when you have a general pasuk that says the same thing? The Gemara says you're right. Kade Nazba, that particular din, once we learn out certain din from Aaron's carbon, we just brought that by the way. But it's not really the marker for it. Says the Gemara, but Yodeh HaYemon is, you're telling me you know the right hand from Aaron's Koyin. Don't be learning Rabba Bachana Nafke, we learned from Rabba Bachana. We already had before the whole subject there about Etzban Koyin. No, but Rabba Bachana Marish Lokish, call Markham Shinam, whenever it says Etzba, whenever it says use the word finger. Okunim. And right now we think that either word, if it says Ezba or Koyin, it means your right hand. And every carbon mentions the word Koyin. So therefore we know from a fetish, from each carbon, you have to do your right hand. Why bring in from Adam's carbon? So we answer, Kadi Nazba is brought, by the way. Vibayisema or Savala Karapshiman, maybe Taka holds that Koyin alone is not sufficient. All Kabbalah says the word Koyin. Very few Kabbalah says the word Ezba. So therefore, maybe Hola Karapshiman, who says that Koyin alone doesn't do it, you need Ezba and Koyin. Dhammar Ezba, Loiboy Kuf, says finger, you don't need Koyin. Abakunda by Ezba, even says Koyin, you still need finger. And we had the subject, why I need both. But anyway, since Koyin alone doesn't do it, you need Ezba and Koyin. That's why you have to learn from Aaron's Koyin. You have to learn from Aaron. Okay, according to the Braisa Osham, what do you learn from Osham? You said you learn from Osham that the innards do not become sacred, that's what sanctified, and then not everybody would agree with that because you learned Efshim, Mishii Efshim. Osham, he says, Ma Osham is like an Osham. You know what I learned from Osham? Atzmoyis of Mutari, in the bones of an Osham, they would take it and make utensils out of bone china, out of the Osham. And it's not a problem of noiser, even though it's bones from the animal of carbon, because it's not really meat. So there's no noiser, because noiser is only shy to the parts of the animal that can be eaten. Av, kol, atzmois of mutar, all other carbonas, even an oiler, that has to be totally burnt in his bech, the bones are mutar. And how do you know? It says by Osham, lakoyin loyi, yes, so we dash an extra word loy, to tell you that what, that the bones become mutar, and if we learn all carbonas, we say the bones become mutar. I've caused my turn. Amar Rav says, Rabbi, Pshituli. I have no question. So we're just doing that tomorrow's Gemara. Dam Chatas. I have no question that what happens, we learned before that if the blood of a Chatas falls on a beged, you have to launder it, you have to rinse it out. What happens if Dam Chatas, Lemata, the first thing that came in contact with the garment, with the blood of a Chatas, and then you brought another carbon with Dam Oyla Maila, and the blood of an Oyla fell on top of it? So what came in contact with your garment? What's touching your shirt? The blood of a Chatas. And the Tata said, by blood of Chatas. And we learned before, only by a Chatas you have to launder it. So therefore, only you have to launder it. So you still have to launder it, even though there's blood on top of it. But the fact is, the blood of a Chatas is in contact with the garment. The Dam Oyla Maila, tone, keep it. No question that you have to launder it.
Dam Oyla Maila means
right on top of it, so it doesn't matter.
One on top of each other.
Yeah. Boy, Rav has a question. What's the other way around? What about Dam Oyla Mata? What's touching your shirt? The blood of an oyla. And the Dam Chatas Lamaila above it is the blood of a Chatas. What do we say over here? Do we say over here Mishum Negeyahu? Do we say that since the blood of an oyla now is absorbed in your beged, so the blood of a Chatas as if it's touching your beged on the surface, and therefore it's the fact that it's touching, it didn't get absorbed, but it's touching, so maybe it has to be laundered. So in other words, this whatever blood is on top now is in contact, but it's not absorbed. Does it have to be absorbed, or in contact is sufficient to cause it to launder it? But again, since the pasuk says it shouldn't be touching it, so therefore you have to launder it. The whole vart is that the blood gets absorbed, and this garment will not absorb the water chata because it's already saturated with the blood of the oila. But halay bale won't absorb it. What happens then? Hada party then resolved it. The ain to unin kibus. He then resolved it that you don't have to wash it because it's not just touching; it has to be absorbed in it. Amar is a little further. Pshituli, I have no question. We know there's a concept called chatitza, that if something intersects the water, doesn't allow them, impedes the water from touching it, it's called a chatitza. And then we also said that a chatitza is only something that either covers most of your body, mahatayra, and your makpid. Midrabbanon, if miyut, and makpid, or roiv ain't a makpid. If part of your body is covered by something, but as long as your makpid is a chatitza, if you don't care about it, it's not a chatitza, or if most of your body is covered, even if you're not makpid, it's a chatitza. So what happens the following? Dama, big, the same with your garment. It is blood on your beged, the chaitit. Let's say you want to table your beged, if there's a cake of blood on your beged, is that a chatitza? So if he's a butcher, that means he walks around in blood all the time. He doesn't even care anymore for, you know, the specks of blood on his thing. He doesn't even care at all because that's what his profession is. There's no question that's not chaitzitz. Revava bigdoi chaitzitz. No question that if you have a stain on your beged, a little piece of fat, it is chaitzitz. But if you're a person who sells revav, since that you do all day, you don't really care. In other words, revav is like you sell melted fats, or that's called revav. Anything melted, even though we call it a stain, but it's a stain that came as a result of something melted, gravy, fats, wax, whatever. But if that's what you do, that's your profession, you deal with that all day, you don't care a little speck here, speck there. Boy, revav, so my question, that's for sure. My question is, what happens if you have two of these stains? Dam urevav abigdah. You have blood, and you have this melted fats or wax on your beged. Mau. Im, yeah. Im tavachu. If he's a butcher, then who tevel le mishur revav? If he's a butcher, he doesn't. But he minds the stain, and therefore it's a chatzitza. And if he sells these the kind of wax, a tevel revav. So what's his question? He has two professions. He's a butcher and he sells melted wax. At night he sells melted wax, and then during the day he's a butcher. Exactly. So this is my question. If he only had stains of blood, or only had melted wax, doesn't care. But atati kapid, maybe even he, if you have both stains on his garment, maybe it bothers him. Or maybe even two stains doesn't bother him. Teiku. Leave off thinking about Eliyahu HaNavi Mashiach. Teiku. Hadin lavdam chattis.